Chapter 3. Women and the Vote. If we win this hardest of all fights, then, in the future, it is going to be made easier for women all over the world to win their fight when their time comes. Emmeline Pankhurst, 1858 to 1928. The fight for the vote was one of the greatest fights that women have had. It started in the 19th century and continued into the 20th century. In the 1890s, parts of New Zealand and Australia were the first places to give women the vote. The first country in Europe to allow women to vote was Finland, which was then part of Russia. Finland also had the world's first women members of parliament, MPs, in 1907. After Finland came Norway, which gave the vote to women in 1913. Denmark followed in 1915. In the United Kingdom, the vote did not come until 1918. The fight for votes there was led by some very brave women. The most famous is a woman called Emmeline Pankhurst. She was the leader of the suffragettes, the name of a group of women who fought for the vote. Emmeline was born in 1858 in Manchester, in the north of England. Her father had a small business, and they lived in a large house. Both her mother and her father believed in women's rights. Emmeline was the oldest of 10 children. She was very intelligent and could read when she was 3 years old. In Emmeline's time, girls were not given a very good education. They learned things they needed for family life, like how to cook. But Emmeline's mother and father had money. When she was older, they paid for her to go to a women's school in Paris. When she came back 5 years later, at 20 years old, she could speak good French and knew how to cook. But she also knew chemistry. In 1879, Emmeline married a lawyer called Richard Pankhurst. Richard also believed in the vote for women. He wrote some laws in 1870 and 1882 that allowed women to keep their money or houses after they married. Emmeline and Richard had 5 children between 1880 and 1889. Emmeline and Richard believed in the same ideas. When he died in 1898, Emmeline was very sad. In 1889, Emmeline started the Women's Franchise League, which fought for married women to vote in elections. In 1903, she helped to start the Women's Social and Political Union, WSPU, which became famous. They believed in doing things, not only saying words. The WSPU were the first suffragettes. Emmeline's daughters, Christabel and Sylvia, were also suffragettes. In Britain, politicians, the newspapers, and the people were very surprised by what the suffragettes did. The women walked in the streets and broke windows. They burned buildings. When they were put in prison, they did not eat. In 1913, a suffragette called Emily Davison was killed when she threw herself under the king's horse at a famous horse race. She did this because the government would not give women the right to vote. The suffragette said, "Emily died for women." Emmeline was a very good speaker. She went to the USA and gave many talks there. The most famous one was called "Freedom or Death." It was about how strong the suffragettes were. Emmeline talked about "We women of England." She said, "The men who are against us have to choose between giving us freedom or giving us death." Some people did not like what the suffragettes were doing, but Emmeline and the other women knew that they had to do something. They couldn't just talk about things. Emmeline, like many of the suffragettes, was put in prison many times. From 1908 to 1909, she was in prison three times. From 1912 to 1913, she was in prison 12 times. She was very brave, and she knew that women had to win this fight. She even stopped eating. Sometimes the police forced her to eat, which was very painful. Sometimes the suffragettes almost died from not eating, but still they continued to fight. At times, the suffragettes also chained themselves outside 10 Downing Street, where the British Prime Minister lives, shouting, "Votes for women!" There were also some men who fought for a woman's right to vote. Two examples were Members of Parliament Keir Hardie and George Lansbury, who both agreed with the suffragettes. Winston Churchill, who later became Prime Minister, started his career against the vote for women. But later, he agreed with it. Maybe this was because his wife, Clementine, agreed with it. In 1918, women over 30 got the vote after many years of fighting. Emmeline died on the 14th of June, 1928, at the age of 69. On the 2nd of July, 1928, women were given equal voting rights with men. They could vote at the age of 21. Emmeline did not live to see it. In 1999, Time magazine called Emmeline Pankhurst one of the 100 most important people of the 20th century. They wrote that she changed society very much. What about today? In the 20th century, women in many countries fought for the vote and got it. Little by little, women have got the vote in almost every country in the world. Years that the vote was given to all women in a selection of countries. 1893, New Zealand. 1906, Finland. 1913, Norway. 1915, Denmark. 1917, Russia. 1918, Austria, Germany, Poland. 1919, Netherlands, Sweden. 1920, USA. 1922, Ireland. 1928, Britain. 1929, Ecuador. 1930, Turkey. 1931, Spain. 1944, France. 1945, Italy. 1947, Argentina. 1949, China. 1950, India. 1953, Mexico. 1954, Colombia. 1957, Malaysia, Zimbabwe. 1960, Canada. Some women were given the vote in 1918, but Asian and Indigenous women were excluded from voting at that time. 1962, Algeria. 1962, Australia. Some women were given the vote in 1902, but Indigenous women were excluded from voting until 1962. 1963, Iran, Morocco. 1964, Libya. 1971, Switzerland. 1974, Jordan. 1976, Portugal. 1989, Namibia. 1990, Samoa. 1993, Moldova. 1994, South Africa. From 1930, only white women were allowed to vote. 1994, Kazakhstan. 2005, Kuwait. 2006, United Arab Emirates. 2011, Saudi Arabia. Many countries gave the vote to some women earlier than the years shown here, but these dates show the years all women were given equal voting rights to men. Saudi Arabia is the newest country to give women the vote in 2011. In 2015, women there voted for the first time in town and city elections. Hatun Al-Fassi was one of the first Saudi Arabian women to vote. The Saudi professor and women's rights leader was driven to the voting station because women were not allowed to drive in 2015. She voted in an almost empty building, which was for women only. "It feels great," she said as she came out, with a very big smile. "This is a very important moment. I thank God that I am living it." She fought for that day for more than 10 years. This was progress for Hatun Al-Fassi and for Saudi Arabian women, but still only 10% of Saudi's voters in the 2015 elections were women. In Saudi Arabia and some other countries, like Pakistan, it is difficult for women to go out to vote. But from June 2018, women in Saudi Arabia were allowed to drive themselves. This may mean that higher numbers of women will vote in the future. Women have made a lot of progress in the last 100 years. In most countries, they can now vote. This is thanks to brave women like Emmeline Pankhurst and Hatun Al-Fassi, who fought so hard and won.